Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So do you drown in data? Because this is something that I want to talk about today in this episode, is this obsession with data. It's something that I've caught myself doing this weekend, and so it's time to share it with you, is that I find myself getting caught up in the analytics of my life. And me and my wife actually were talking about this on Sunday, talking about how we can get caught up in tracking everything and thinking that's the thing that's going to make us successful, whereas eventually sometimes tracking things for data's sake doesn't actually help. So let me give you an example of it, and then I'll tell you why that could be a problem in your business. And so for me, you might notice, some of you will, some of you won't, but I've just stopped wearing a Whoop. So I have had a Whoop now for about, which is a fitness tracker, a very in-depth fitness tracker, for about, 10 months. Yeah, so about 10 months. And it's been playing on my mind for a while, is that I use that fitness tracker to set up new habits, to try and be healthy, to understand what my body was doing. And that was really good. So this is where data can be a really great thing. And I'm absolutely all for data. I really am. And it helped me very much understand how my body was working. So that would be one of those scenarios where I was able to understand, okay, this is what I do when I work out like this, my heart rate does this, or all of these things. And at the time I needed that data, and it was very valuable data. But then over a long period of time, what I found is that data then became obsessive. And actually I would find that I was waking up every single morning checking my phone to see if I slept well. Instead of thinking about whether or not I'd actually had slept well, I would go, oh, I just want to make sure I've got my good sleep because the phone has told me that it's good. Or how am I tired? Am I overtrained? Should I relax more? And what I found with all of this stuff is that actually stopped me from being successful. It stopped me in my personal life from going after the things I would have normally done, because normally I would have got up and gone, that's my routine, I stick to my routine, I push through, and as long as I feel okay, I'm going to keep going. And I think there's an element of this that for myself, I said to my wife, we were chatting about this, and we both had a Whoop and we both got rid of them, and who knows, I might bring them back if it all goes bad, and that's fine. But for now I was like, look, there's an element where this now is becoming more of a hindrance than it is a tool for success, because now nothing's really changing. I do the same things every single day, but I'm looking at it and waiting for it to give me permission to either be lazy or to work out or to do. And we all do this. It's like your 10,000 steps count, or like trying to burn X amount of calories in the gym, or trying to do anything like that. And we do this with our work, and it's very similar with work, is that if you are looking at work and tracking the data, tracking the views, let's say, oh, I've got more impressions than this, I've got more 18 to 35 year olds engaged with this. These things are good if they are useful, but they're only good if there's a use case for them. Now, if you know that more views equals more sales, which by the way, it does not. More views does not equal more sales, does not equal more leads. Absolutely doesn't at all. There are things that can be low views and very high conversions. High views normally equals high awareness, can then move into nurture, which will be medium views. And then you have lead gen, which will be high, like conversion, but very low views. That's normally the way that content works. And if you're obsessed with the data, obsessed with the metrics, you're looking at your average premium, you can end up getting it wrong. It ends up becoming a hindrance as opposed to a success. If you're trying to beat your personal best every single month, instead of just doing your best every single month, then there are two different things. And I see this, by the way, in insurance sales as well. I see it in people when they're trying to sell insurance and they're like, I want to get my premium higher, I want to get my average premium higher. That's fine. But actually, if you focused on less about trying to get your average premium higher and more about trying to be holistic with your clients, be alert, the skill is more of a holistic skill. Instead of going, I want to increase the number, a statistic, it's actually, like I said, it's more of a soft fact. It's actually, you want to be getting, if you treat that person and do treat them well, and you learn the skills to be able to communicate with them, to be able to give them the best possible outcome for their scenario, then you'll sell more insurance and that premium will naturally rise. It's very similar to the idea of the guy that wants to walk. The guy that enjoys walking, sorry, will walk further than the guy who is trying to walk to a destination. It's exactly the same thing. And I think that with data, and this has been a bit liberating for me, when I took it off, it was like, oh, and it's a bit weird. I went to the gym this morning and I was like, oh, I don't know how I slept, or I don't know if I'm, but who is an app or some sort of, an app or some sort of software to tell us how we live our lives? You should know this. You should be in tune with your life. And this is exactly the same. It's exactly the same with mortgages. It's exactly the same with insurance. It's exactly the same with your social media. Is create habits, create daily habits that you know that over time, it would be unreasonable for you to not be successful at it if you stuck at it, and then stick to the plan. Don't look at the, oh, I've done, and I love this when I see people, oh, I've done a really good video. I have had TikTokers on here that I've done a really good video, so I let that video sit for a while before I put the next one out. No, keep moving forward. If you've committed to 5 days a week, do 5 days a week. Don't look at the algorithm, try and judge the algorithm. Now, data is very important in the right context. Big context would be, if you're trying to find your niche, one of the best things for that would be that you keep an eye on who you're working with. So it comes down to what you're trying to do. If you're trying to find your niche, look at the last 10 to 15, 20, 30, however large your client pool is, probably 30 is the best one. So look at the last 30 mortgages you did and look at the trends, look at their ages, look at their genders, look at their occupations, look at their income level, look at their location. You'll start to realize there's a pattern there. That's where data is valuable. Data is not valuable if you're just monitoring things just for the sake of monitoring them. And don't get me wrong, you're going to hear many people, big business owners, say data is important. In the large companies, data is important. Yes, in gigantic companies, data is important. But the only data you like for a one-man band, personal brand businesses, which is becoming more and more popular, I'm speaking to more and more business owners who are wanting to become personal brand businesses, who actually have large businesses, who are like, I just want to go on my own. This is just easier to go on my own. That is becoming a more and more common trend. And in those businesses, you can only focus on maybe two or three data points at a time and truly apply and give it your best possible focus. So don't get caught up in it. And that's for me. Right now, my thing is I'm on new blood pressure meds, so I have to monitor blood pressure every day. So that's the data point. I monitor my blood pressure every day, and I'll be able to look at that. And when I speak to my consultant, I'll be able to say, this is what it is. That's a valuable use of data. Versus my consultant does not care at all about my resting heart rate, variable heart rate, all of this stuff, because it's not relevant to the thing we're trying to look for within my condition. It's exactly the same with your work. Don't track things that don't have any bearing at all. And if they do need bearing later, you can track them later. I think sometimes we get obsessed with this idea. It's a little bit like hoarding. We are data hoarding. We're data, we want everything. We want it on our iPhone. We want it on our Apple Watch. We want it on our Whoop. We want it on our Garmin. If you're an athlete and you need that stuff, then great. If you're a business owner and you need to know what your ROAS, so your return on advertisement, I think it's ROAS, is that right? Return on advertising spend. Yes, a ROAS, return on advertising. If you need to know your ROAS, that's great. But if you don't, then don't worry about it. You don't need to know about your average premium. You don't need to know about your persistency rate. I think with stuff like that, just be holistic, treat it, do a good job, you'll be fine. Learn how to build in habitual changes that require unconscious thought when that once they're there, and then you don't have to worry about it. I know how far a 5K is now. I don't need my watch to tell me I've ran a 5K. I know the distance of it. I know that. And it's the same with like heart rate training. I know what my heart rate feels like now. It's okay. You don't have to go all the way into it. And I think this is a big thing. And it's just been so much on my mind. I wanted to share it with you guys. I'd love to know if you have a similar thing. We can get a bit overwhelmed with the data. I know for me, I'm happy to have my trusty Casio, which is what I always wear. I always wear different brands of different variations of Casio because I like that, because it is just simple and it's to the point. It does what I need. It's time, got a timer, a date. That's it. Don't need that. I don't need anything else fancy. So have a wonderful day and crack on with the week. And I will see you in the next episode, which will be tomorrow. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.